A homily for the second Sunday after Trinity, and the readings are Romans chapter 6 verses 1 to 11 and Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 to 39. Sunday the 21st of June 2020. Sometimes the words from Bible readings have the ability to make us sit up, take stock, and to actually listen much more attentively, especially if the teachings of Jesus seemingly go against the cultural norm. In becoming disciples of Jesus, there is, however, a cost involved. Let's just dwell on those two words of cost and disciple. These are words not often seen in a positive context today. In cost or costs, we have generally become a society that seeks to drive down the costs, always seeking a bargain, with a scant regard how that in turn may lower wages for those who grow, design and supply, even if it means we take advantage of less developed economies. We hope to pay less when it comes to budget day and tax avoiding schemes have become big businesses, and that also disregards as to how our taxes may enhance and support the necessary services and supporting vulnerable families. There is even some thinking among Christians that one can take a route in discipleship which will not be at a cost or not much of a cost, but remains as an idea that it's convenient to oneself and which leans towards a pick and mix of belief and choices. The word disciple does not even feel fashionable, for that insinuates a lifestyle change where rules have to be followed, and society has for some time witnessed a mistrust, a resistance of institutions and organisations, and a shying from discipline from where the word disciple is rooted. It would surprise many that the first two generations adhering to the teaching and belief in Jesus were known as followers of the way. And only at the latter end of the first century was the term Christian used to denote a disciple of Jesus Christ. This way of life is still with us today, and St. Paul rightly highlights how this life looks and the cost that Christ took upon himself. A dreadful cost, but a reminder to us all when we attend christening services where all who are baptized with holy water are baptized into Jesus' death, but more importantly, into his resurrection, so that we too might walk in the newness of life. In taking that step and in recognising that the values of this world are finite and cannot even come close to imitating the eternal life in Christ, then we gladly take up that cost and follow not the world view of discipleship, but become citizens of the kingdom of God. Why? Because Jesus reminds us that we are more than the sum of our parts, not just body, but also soul, and as psychosomatic creatures, our Father in heaven regards us as precious human beings bound by his divine image, where even the hairs on our heads are all counted, and where our pattern is a receptor for his love in us. However, the language deployed by Jesus in today's gospel appears anarchic and divisive, but he's not saying that the cost of discipleship is all about deliberately setting family members against each other, but that the profoundness of God's kingdom and of what it seeks may seem incredibly subversive and countercultural, so that some will embrace it clearly while others will choose not to let go of old ways or wrong possessions. The way that the terrible coronavirus has reshaped how we think about society has led to a strong response to Jesus' second command, to love our neighbours as ourselves. And we have now seen this challenging different social injustices around the globe, in particular the Black Lives Matter campaign. And that calls for us, in so many ways, to deny ourselves and to take up the cross of the gospel. And in God's time, we will surely embrace the divine principle of all lives matter. Once we recognise this, then what we have in Christ becomes clearer. Quoting Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his book, The Cost of Discipleship, if Christ has been given us, if we are called to his discipleship, we are given all things, literally all things. he will see to it that they are added unto us. If we follow Jesus and look only to his righteousness, we are in his hands and under the protection of him and his Father. God will help us in the hour of our need, and he knows our needs. Once we recognise those true needs and act upon them by challenging mammon and self-centred attitudes, then the gospel message will become less revolutionary in time, and the signs of God's kingdom will become far, far more apparent. And where, in the words of a good hymn, soul by soul and silently, her shining bounds increase, and her ways are ways of gentleness, and all her paths are peace. Amen.